At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out here with me. Whether you're listening to just the audio, if you're checking out the YouTube page because you want to see my house. This is pretty much it, though, if you're on YouTube. It's just my bookshelf and stuff. One of these days, I'll do a whole episode where I go through all the stuff on the bookshelf, like, there's cool stuff on here, including pictures of some of my favorite people. But we'll save that one for another time. I love hanging out with you, and I'm really loving the feedback on the YouTube page. It's nice. I'm going to add on to it. Like, this, in a lot of ways, on the YouTube page is a bit of an experiment. And I think so far it's going pretty well. And it's just another component of what House of L is trying to do. Move into this video space and see how it feels. For those people who rock with me just on an audio level, I thank you for your continued support of this podcast. If you would give us a 5-star review on Spotify or on Apple, as weird as it sounds, it helps with placement. And that means more people will hear it. That means we'll get more opportunities from an advertising standpoint. The pod can live on. We can pay people, all of that good stuff. I wanted to talk about today. I had this really interesting thing, at least I think it's interesting, thing happen this week in one of my other jobs. So if you're new to the podcast, House of L started out as me talking with other people about journalism and broadcasting and things that we are facing in the industry. And occasionally I'll still do episodes about that. I like talking to people about our business. It's very interesting. And we're at a really interesting time right now. And I'm at an interesting space from a career standpoint of what it is that I want to do next. It's part of the reason that I love that. I remember when I was going to start House of L, I had a sit down with Jason Goff and Dan Zampillo. Dan Zampillo used to be my on-air partner, like when I first started. We used to do a show called The Me and Z Show. Even now, like, we don't talk a ton, but he's someone whose opinion on broadcasting and narrowcasting I trust very much. So when I get the opportunity to pick his brain about things, because Z has been a really successful executive in our business for a long time, that's the route that he took. I took the route of being talent. And I like to throw ideas off of him. And obviously, like, Jason Goff is one of the smartest people in our business. And he's younger than I am. So it's nice to kind of get that perspective too, where I can pick his brain and say, hey, does this sound like old guy shit? Or is this okay? Anyway, when I first started doing House of L, part of the reason that I did it is that I always wanted a space for myself, no matter what. If I left the industry or the industry left me, I wanted to make sure that I had a space to get sports thoughts off or talk about geek stuff, you know, like on my bookshelf, like all the comic book stuff that I love. And I wanted a place that was my own to create. And the whole reason, well, not the whole reason, but a big part of the reason that I started House of L was my experience at Alabama. I had an incredible professor there named Wilson Lowry, who teaches journalism, but he teaches specifically an entrepreneurial journalism class, which is something that I think I'm going to add to my repertoire as a college professor. Like if I end up someday doing, right now I have a lot of different themes kind of combined into one class for my students at DePaul. But if I ever expand to a second class, it'll probably be about entrepreneurial journalism. I always thought it was really valuable that Professor Lowry offered this class up, and I learned a lot, and I learned to not be scared. One of the lessons of it is just do it, and it's going to get better every time that you do it. So don't be afraid to put out episode one. So episode one of House of L was a sit down with Jason Benetti in the White Sox booth. And from an audio standpoint, it sucks. But now I'm not just doing audio, I'm doing video too. And there are still things that bother me, like moving into this space that I'm in my house versus what I lovingly refer to as my studio, which has better acoustics than this, but understanding that this is the better visual. So there are sacrifices that need to be made. That's not the point of this. The point of this is having these spaces because of how volatile the industry is, whether we're talking about radio or television or streaming. It's a very volatile industry, and it's weird that the most comfortable that I feel right now is with doing radio. And I've been hearing how radio is dead for basically since I started in the industry in 98. And there's some truth to radio being a struggle, although the sports platform, that medium, doesn't seem to slump outside of the points in the calendar where there's less sports. I've worked in TV since 2011. That's when the people over at Channel 5 had asked me, do I want to come in? I had done like guest spots at Channel 5. So I guess maybe it's probably 2009. I had done guest spots there on Sunday mornings. Zoraida Sambolin and I would talk about the Bears game. And it was one of those things where it started out, I think, as me doing like a call-in. And I was like, why don't I just come to the studio? It'll be good practice for me. And it ended up being great practice for me. And that eventually turned into, a couple years later, me working as a sports reporter and anchor for NBC5. And then I got an opportunity to work for a network called 120 Sports, which is now called Stadium. I still do stuff for Stadium occasionally. And I did that from 2015 to about 2017. And then I joined NBC Sports Chicago doing the football after show and various other things. If you have not heard, NBC Sports Chicago is going to cease operation at the end of September. Like, we got our letters, like official letters, that it's going to cease operation. And just so we're clear, so that people, I want to try when I can to make media literacy as easy for you as possible. NBC5, so like where Layla works, and where I used to work, that will still exist. Channel 5 is not going anywhere, but the regional sports network that was created, NBC Sports Chicago, that is going away. It will no longer exist. So the place where you've been watching White Sox games and Bulls games and Blackhawks games, and back in the day before Marquee, Cubs games were on there too, that's not going to be there anymore. There's all sorts of reasons why, and when we get to the end of this thing, I'll do a whole pod about it. But basically, NBC as a corporation, or Comcast as a corporation, have kind of started to move out of the regional sports network game. It's not as lucrative as a thing as it used to be, which makes sense. So the rights for the Blackhawks, White Sox, and Bulls were up, and NBC had a decision to make, and they kind of decided to punt and say, yeah, we're going to move out of this. So now there's going to be a new network that's created, the Chicago Sports Network. Ironically, it'll be going by CSN, which is what Comcast Sportsnet, which turned into NBC Sports Chicago, was known in shorthand with CSN. They're going to start broadcasting on October 1st. I am fascinated on how this is going to work. Like, there's a lot of moving parts to making that happen, and to do it as quickly as they need to do it, were we 7 weeks out from them debuting? I'm struggling to see how it's going to work, but I do know that there are a lot of smart people. Some have been my bosses in other places, are working on it. So I'm guessing they'll get it done, but there's a lot in the way of it. Like, this network's home is going to be at the United Center, similar to Stadium Network, because they're kind of under the same umbrella. It's, again, a little too complicated to get into in this pod. But the Democratic National Convention has got the United Center tied up for basically the whole month of August. So to launch a new network is a Herculean task. I wish everyone a lot of luck in getting it done. I am so happy that Badlands Pet Superfood Complete is back on House of L. So I don't have a dog, but I have a friend who has a dog, and that dog has kind of become my best friend. His name is Pudge. He's adorable. He's a Morkie, a Maltese Yorkie mix. So I said, I want to bring over Badlands Pets Superfood Complete and have Pudge try it. And if he liked it, then we were going to stick with Badlands Pets and keep it going. He loved it. We mixed it with a little bit of water. He's a teeny tiny guy, 7 pounds. We mixed it with a little bit of water, and he absolutely loved it. And now, when it's mixed with his other foods, he sifts through that to get to Badlands Pets Superfood Complete. Between that and the mission that Katherine Heigl has been on, I feel like it's a company that House of L should be partnered with for a long time. And you're going to be the beneficiary of this. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. I'll say it again. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. And if you order right now, we're going to give you 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things just like my guy Pudge did, go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. We're going to give you 50% off. Pudge is going to be happy. You're going to be happy. Your doggo is going to be happy. We're happy that Badlands Ranch is back with House of L, and we hope that you benefit from it and your doggo loves it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
as they're trying to figure this out, they're just trying to make sure that the lights are going to be turned on, that they can bring you the Bulls games and the Blackhawks games once we get to both of those teams preseason. I know that there have been a few people hired as talent. I personally am, I don't fit into any of the boxes really in what they have. Like, I'm kind of known for doing football, and as it stands, there isn't a football component to this. So NBC, since they're ceasing to exist in October, they're not going to have the football after show. Not that I was hosting that anymore anyway. Ruthie Polinsky has been doing an incredible job hosting that. But the football programming, I host Football Night in Chicago once a week, sometimes twice a week. And I got my final assignment. My boss over at NBC asked me if I can do August 26th, which is Monday, and I've pretty much blocked out all my Mondays because I know that they want me to host. And so I said, yeah. And this past Monday, I thought we had a really good show. So I'm on my IFB talking to my producer, Anthony, really sharp dude. And I said, hey, can you clip the show for me? Like, I thought I actually looked good and I was pretty good. The interviews were solid. And I said, I like having some of my shows when they're good. And some of it is like learning tape for me, honestly. But I thought about it and I was like, oh, and one of the director, my guy Ellis, the director, he said, you should probably start getting more of your shows clipped over the next couple of weeks. And it clicked that I need them for a resume reel, which is a wild thought for me because I've been, even though it's been different places, I've been working steadily in television in Chicago for 14 years. And so the idea of like, oh, I need a resume tape. It blew my mind when I started thinking about it. That I'm guessing there's going to be some sort of break for me, which is probably good, where I'm only doing radio and I'm only doing this. I don't think I'm teaching until either the winter or spring. So I'll have a little bit more time to do stuff, which is great. I have a couple of other things that I'm working on too, which if they ever get closer, I will tell you more about. But to think about like having to put together a resume reel at this point in my career was like, whoa, like it became very serious in that moment when thinking about whether or not I want to keep doing TV. And the answer to that is yes. Like I enjoy it, but because of the radio show and the podcast, I've pretty much, there are now a lot of people who are in charge of things that have seen a big portion of my career. So they know that I can do, I have a certain set of skills. So there really hasn't been a lot of the interview process. It's been more like, hey, we thought of an idea specifically for you. Do you want to do it? And my answer is almost always yes. It's rare that I turn down opportunities, which is why I burn out frequently. But this is a real change. And I'm interested to see how I handle it. if I allow myself to de-stress a little bit, because there are things I won't have to worry about, I'm also planning on picking up more skills for what I'm doing with House of L. Like, I don't think I'm very skilled in some of the window dressing around. I know how to open a microphone and I think be entertaining, but some of the window dressing to make things pop and sparkle, I need to learn. And I've talked with a couple of people that I think are really good, and I'm basically going to do like an externship to pick up new skills. But yeah, it's wild to think about where the industry is, because I start thinking about all the people that work at NBC Sports Chicago, and I think a lot of people will look at it from the outside and say, oh, well, they can just go do the same thing over at the new place. And yeah, I guess that's true for a lot of people. Some people have already been asked to move over there. But for some folks, if you've been there for a long time, you've got options. You know, you've got options with your severance package to stay home and just kind of do you for a while. And everyone's in their own situation. You know, like, some people probably need a break. I'll tell you, not that I'm not full time, so this, what I was just talking about, doesn't apply to me. But I do understand needing a break. I am currently, like, I think that I need a sabbatical. I don't know for how long, and I don't know how long I would last without going crazy. Most of the people who know me really well think that it ends at about 3 weeks. Like, 3 to 4 weeks is about when I'll start, like, getting hives and antsy and stuff. But I do understand where some of the folks over at NBC, like, they've been working really hard. And it's admirable how hard they're still working, knowing that the end is coming in 7 weeks. And for those of us that do football on NBC Sports Chicago, it's coming in 3 weeks. And that'll be the end. And that makes me sad. And I'll do a whole episode about that too. After it happens, I'm going to allow myself to feel it before talking about it. But this is like starting over for me. And it might mean that there are opportunities in places that I never thought. Or there might be opportunities out of market that I never thought about. But we'll see. But I wanted to talk about it a little bit, and I wanted to inform you in case you didn't know some of this stuff. Like, I have Comcast cable and Channel 200, NBC Sports Chicago. That's not going to exist anymore. When I was in Dallas, I had a room at the Marriott. And I was flipping through the channels, because you want to know, like, what channels are available to you. And the Longhorn Network just has this card up on it, like, this station no longer. And, like, that's going to happen to NBC Sports Chicago. It's just not going to be there. And it's going to feel really strange. And there's still a lot of stuff for the new network to figure out, including carriage. And I'm fascinated by that too. Because think about it. Comcast provides roughly somewhere over 50% of cable to the Chicagoland area. They get to set the rules when it comes to how much a regional sports network is going to cost you every month. Now imagine you're this new place that has to negotiate with the parent company of the RSN that just died. And partially because they don't think that it's a revenue generator. How's that negotiation going to go? And are you, the consumer, going to be the person that ends up paying for it? There's a lot there, man. A lot. But I hope you got something out of this. And as soon as there are updates that I know, I'll let you know. But yeah, I could, coming to the realization that after 14 years consecutively of doing this, that I'm going to be grounded for a while is new. And it's a little scary, but it's not like TV was always extra, so it's not like a money thing. But to not have that and not be working on that muscle is going to take some getting used to, for sure. Anyway, I thank you for watching on YouTube. I thank you for listening to the podcast on Spotify or on Apple. Write a review, tell a friend, leave a comment if you want. If you got a question, I like to go through them on the YouTube page. I'll try to answer as honestly as I can. And thanks for all of it. And I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.